Chapter 18. The Girl of the Photograph. On Bobby's return to the Angler's Arms, he was told that someone was waiting to see him.
It's a lady. You'll find her in the little sitting room.
Wondering who it could be, Bobby went into the room. Sitting on a chair was a slim figure dressed in black, the girl of the photograph. Her hands were shaking and her large eyes held a terrified question.
You said you'd help me.
Of course I'll help you, Bobby said. Don't be frightened. You're quite safe now.
Who are you? She asked. You're not really a chauffeur, are you?
No, but that doesn't matter now. Trust me and tell me all about it.
You must think I'm completely mad.
No.
Yes, coming here like this. But I was so frightened.
Bobby took her hand firmly.
Look here, everything's going to be all right. You're safe now.
When you stepped out into the moonlight the other night, she said, it was like a dream. And I decided later that I would come and find you and tell you everything. But you'll think I've gone mad from being in that place with those truly mad people.
No, I won't. Please, tell me.
She stared straight in front of her.
I'm afraid I'm going to be murdered.
Murdered? Bobby exclaimed. Who wants to murder you?
My husband.
Your husband? Who are you? He asked. And who is your husband?
It was her turn to look surprised.
Don't you know? I'm Moira Nicholson. My husband is Dr. Nicholson.
And you're telling me your husband wants to murder you?
Yes. Strange things have happened to me. Accidents.
Accidents? Said Bobby sharply.
Yes. Oh, I know it sounds mad, but he reversed the car, not seeing I was there, he said later. I managed to jump aside, and there were some pills that were in the wrong bottle. It's exhausting me watching out for myself all the time, trying to save my life.
Why does your husband want to kill you? Asked Bobby.
Because he wants to marry Sylvia Bassington French. He's trying to get Mr. Bassington French to come to the Grange as a patient. Then something would happen to him there, I'm sure.
She shivered.
He's got some power over Mr. Bassington French, but I don't know what it is.
Bassington French takes morphia, said Bobby.
Is that it? Jasper gives it to him, I suppose.
It comes by post.
Jasper's as cunning as a fox. If he posts the drugs to Henry Bassington French, no one will know they're from him.
She shivered.
All sorts of things happen at the Grange. People come there to get better, and they don't. They get worse.
Bobby said,
You say your husband wants to marry Mrs. Bassington French.
Moira nodded.
He's crazy about her.
And she?
I don't know, said Moira slowly. She seems to be a simple woman, fond of her husband and little boy.
But sometimes I've wondered if she is an entirely different woman from the one we all think she is. If she isn't playing a part.
What about the brother, Roger? Asked Bobby.
I don't know much about him. He's nice, I think, but he's completely fooled by Jasper.
Bobby was silent a minute or two, trying to decide what to do.
Look here, he said. I'm going to ask you a question straight out. Did you know a man called Alan Carstairs and at some time give him your photograph?
He saw her cheeks go red.
Yes.
Has he been down here to see you since you were married?
Yes. I don't know how he knew I was living here. I had never written to him since my marriage.
But he found out and came. About a month ago?
Yes.
Did you tell Carstairs your fears about your husband and the nursing home?
She shook her head. I tried not to show in any way that my marriage hadn't been a success.
But he might have guessed it all the same, said Bobby gently.
I suppose he might,
she admitted in a low voice. Do you think that he knew anything about your husband? That he suspected, for instance, that this nursing home place mightn't be quite what it seemed to be?
It's possible, she said at last. He asked one or two strange questions. But no, I don't think he can really have known anything about it.
Bobby was silent again for a few minutes. Then he said, Would you call your husband a jealous man? Jealous, for instance, about you?
Yes, very. He thinks he owns me, you see.
She shivered again. Then she asked suddenly,
You're not connected with the police, are you?
Oh, no.
I wondered, I mean...
Bobby looked down at his chauffeur's uniform. It's a long story.
You are Lady Frances Derwent's chauffeur, aren't you? So the owner of the pub here said. I met her at dinner the other night.
I know. He paused. We've got to have a conversation with Frankie to discuss things. Do you think you could ring up and get her to meet you somewhere? I know it must seem really strange to you that I can't do it, but it won't be when I've explained.
Moira stood. Very well.
At the door she stopped.
Alan, she said, Alan Carstairs. Did you say you'd seen him?
And, Bobby thought, shocked, she doesn't know he's dead. He said, Ring up Lady Frances, then I'll tell you everything.